Let us open the Bible in John chapter 19, verse 30. Tetelestai. That's one of the words Jesus spoke on the cross. Tetelestai, which means it is finished. John chapter 19, verse 30. Tetelestai, the title of our sermon. And the meaning of that word is, it is finished. John chapter 19, verse 30 says this. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. Tetelestai. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Let us close our eyes. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. You love us. That's why you gave us your word. And we want to love you back. That's why we want to understand, heed, and practice your word. Give us grace to do that today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church, my first slide here, just as an introduction for you, I want to give you a state of the union of our society, okay? The resurrection and the myth of existentialism. Our society has become existentialist. What do I mean by that? Ask them three meaningful questions. What's the purpose of life? And the average person is going to reply, to enjoy life. How about tomorrow? I don't care about tomorrow. I want to enjoy life. Second question you ask, a meaningful question, what's death? How do you deal with the grave? How do you deal with the bad news that your loved ones are passing away? How do you deal with the news that you yourself are going to face death? And they say, I don't care. For me, there is no afterlife. For me, there is no eternity, heaven or hell. For me, death is the cessation of life, cessation of life. I stop to exist. That's it. And if I stop to exist, there is no pain, there is no joy, there is nothing. Period. It's funny, pay attention to this. As soon as you ask them a follow-up question, so are you telling me that death feels like a nap? Yes, that's what death looks like. Obviously, church, death is not a nap. When you have a nap, how many of you, let me see my congregation, how many of you take an afternoon nap here? Hey, Tony, you take from 9 to 5, you take naps. When you take a nap, you feel refreshed, right? You feel refreshed. Obviously, that's not death. Death, the body decomposes. Things get bad. So you see how it makes no sense, this idea that death is just a nap. Obviously not. Death is bad news. So the last question you want to ask them, what gives you hope? And to that point, they're going to give you 100 of things. Starbucks give me hope. Dollars give me hope. Ice cream gives me hope. McDonald's give me hope. And you put all of that to the garbage. That's a fake hope. There is no hope. So, just let me wave your hand. Am I right? Isn't that how society thinks about? Right? Ask a young generation, and you're going to hear they telling you those things. So The resurrection, church, is the great news. There is more to life than just existing. There is more to life than just having fun. Yes, there is hope in life, and hope is very alive. Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus Christ. So with that, let us see what this resurrection has to teach us. Today is Sunday, Easter Sunday, and I'm bringing you back to Good Friday, okay? We read John chapter 19, verse 30. Jesus spoke this word on the cross. Tetelestai. As soon as the job was done, he said, Tetelestai. And the meaning of this word is, it is finished. Look at this beautiful quote. Jesus did not say, I am finished. Jesus said, it is finished. The job is finished. The price is paid. Arthur Pink, he explains the meaning of this word theologically. He says this, Tetelestai, it is finished, means all the prophecies are fulfilled, all his suffering on the cross is fulfilled, the atonement for sin, the price for sin, it is finished, and the destruction of Satan's power, the destruction of the power of death, it is finished. All of this, it is accomplished by Christ when he spoke those words on the cross. And this word in the Greek, there was three uses of it. Not just theology, but it was a common use for the word. And the three meanings of this word, it's what we're going to see. Mission, obedience, and payment. Every time they used the word tetelestai, there was these three usages of this word. And we can have our next slide. The first one, it is the mission. I have there illustration of a driving test. I have to disclose something to you. In Brazil, not in Canada, I failed driving test twice. Twice. But you still can get a ride with me, okay? Cars in Brazil are manual, so it's a bit more difficult. Here, it's automatically four-way stops everywhere you go. People here, when it's yellow, they don't go. Right, Joanne? Yellow light, you go or you stop? You stop. In Brazil, yellow light, what does it mean? You go. So, yeah. So here in Canada, after 8 years, I'm a better driver. Let's put it this way. But this word, tetelestai, had that feeling on it. It was when someone, the boss, gave you a task, and the person goes and finishes the task. Once the task is done, he just reports back, tetelestai. It is finished. The mission you gave me, it is accomplished. And that's exactly what Jesus did. The Father sent his Son. You have a mission. You're going to save the world. You're going to die on the cross. Your blood is going to ransom people. He did that. As soon as he's done, he looks to the Father and say, my Father, the mission is accomplished. Tetelestai. Our second slide, the second meaning. I heard some noise. I know there is something going on there. Okay, good. So Jesus fulfilled that tetelestai mission. Now it's obedience, right? You want to accomplish the mission, but you want to do it legally. You don't want to go for shortcuts. You don't want to make something weird and present a job that is accomplished. It is also obedience. And I need your attention there. A timely manner. Timely manner. So, we have two extremes, right? You get what you pay. If you want to pay cheap, you're going to have a quick, fast job. But how is the job? Terrible, right? You want to pay a little bit more, something more nice. You're going to get a good job, but it's going to take time. Only Jesus can provide you a great service in a timely manner. There was a work deadline in Jesus. He needed to die when? On a Thursday? On a Wednesday? No. He needed to die on a Friday. Passover. He needed to die not at 9 a.m., not at 8 p.m. He needed to die 3 p.m. He needed to resurrect, not on Saturday, or else they would think he never died. He was in coma. Not on Monday, or else it's too late. He needed to resurrect when? On a Sunday, third day. In a timely manner, Jesus delivers the perfect service. Jesus, tetelestai, he gets our salvation. Isn't that beautiful? Compare Jesus' obedience to Adam's obedience. Adam had the perfect scenario, and yet he disobeyed. Jesus had the toughest scenario. Persecuted when he was a kid. Challenged in the desert by Satan himself. Temptation. Challenged by the scribes, Pharisees, Romans. Challenged in the Gethsemane. Challenged on the cross. With the worst scenarios, Christ obeyed perfectly in a timely manner. And he says, tetelestai. The third use of this word, and probably is the most common one, it was, our next slide, payment. Tetelestai, it was the stamp put on the paper once any debt was paid off. So we do live in a world where we get a lot of credit. You borrow money for pretty much everything. You're going to buy a furniture or you're going to buy an appliance at Best Buy. Hey, they tell you, you don't need to pay everything full. Just make easy payments and you get the TV. So we live in a world where we have a lot of debt and credit. And we live with it. Nobody's afraid to have debt. That's not the case in the ancient world. If you had a debt back in the days and you could not pay it, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to pay with your life. Either, okay, either you're dead or either you become a slave to pay your debt. Oh, you don't have money. It's okay. Give me your own body and you're going to work for me until you pay the debt. That was the ancient world. And slavery was so, the status society-wise, the status of slavery was so bad that some people would work their whole lives as slaves. And when they are old, they pay for their freedom. Why? I don't want to die as a slave. I want to die as a free man. That's how intense things were back in the days. Well, church, good news. We were slaves to sin. We were afraid about death. Not anymore. Good news. You don't need to work your whole life to pay for your freedom. Good news. Christ has worked for you on the cross. When he said, "Tetelestai," he paid our debt. He took us away out of the bondage of sin, and he has given us new life. That's what Christ has done for you. Scriptures make this very clear. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Scriptures make things clear. Jesus Christ said, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Scriptures make things very clear. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Christ has paid our debt. So, he had a mission, tetelestai. He had to be obedient, tetelestai. He had to pay the price, not for his sins, but for our sins, tetelestai. It is finished. There is a stamp. What? I want to finish this sermon with two illustrations, and I do want things to be very practical, okay? So that you never forget this word and what Christ has done for you. Raise your hand, all the generous people in this house. Raise your hand, the generous people in the house. No, I'm in the wrong church. I'll raise the hand, all the generous people in this house. Who of you would pay a $5 McValue meal for a kid if the kid asks you? How about if the kid has 31 years? Would you still pay? Okay, so everybody, right? Two things we cannot afford in our own lives. We cannot pay a meal for the kids, plural, the kids in Canada. I want to give you an example, very, very cool. Suppose you can pay a meal for a kid, McValue, $5. But suppose you really want to bless. So you say, every kid that comes to McDonald's today, I'm paying. This is my fundraising. Here is my credit card. Tap it every time there is a kid in McDonald's. So you were thinking about maybe 500 kids, 1,000 kids. However, the first kid comes. And now the first kid knows there is a free meal. What does that kid does, he tells all his friends. Now all his friends come. And they see the fundraise is real. What do? They tell all their friends. And now all their friends come. And they call all their friends. And they call all their friends. Next thing you know, you are broke. Right? You went from fundraising to asking for GoFundMe. I need money. I claimed bankruptcy. You cannot pay a meal for every kid in Canada. How much more the price of our sins? It's way more expensive. It wasn't just kids that Jesus died for. Jesus died for the whole world. Today, tomorrow, even past, billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of people on a price that it was way more greater than a $5 buck meal. So you cannot pay for that. I cannot pay for that. Only Christ can pay for our salvation. And the second thing that you cannot pay for, unless you're super rich, a house. We usually need to talk to our friends, the bank. BMO, CIBC, Royal Bank, TD. We need a partner so they lend us some credit, some money, and we do a mortgage in the house. So, we need a partner. In the same way, church, Jesus, our home in heaven, you cannot pay. You cannot buy. You cannot deserve. He needs to buy it for you. He needs to give it for you. He needs not just to pay your debt. He needs to give you his credit. And that's why you can surely know you have a building in heaven. You have a future. You have a hope. He has made you a house, and he has made you into a house because he lives in you. I'll repeat this. He has made you a house. He has made you into a house. 24/7, he lives in you. He gave you his credit. Now, one question for you. Every person here who already paid a mortgage, once the mortgage is finished, the last payment, okay? After that last payment, tetelestai, stamp, how many of you, I have this interesting question, how many of you pay an extra month, just like a tip? Nobody, right? Not even a dollar, at least a dollar. They were nice, no? You guys have been in a relationship for 20 years. Nobody does that. Now think about the cross. There is no good work you can put there. There is no charity you can put there. There is no self-righteousness. I'm good, everybody else is not, that you can put there. There's nothing we can add. Jesus Christ paid the bill. The stamp is done. Don't do anything else. Just receive, believe, rejoice, enjoy. And lastly, be like the kids. Tell everybody else that there is salvation paid, not for free, with the blood of Christ, but we receive it for free because of the kindness of the heart of our Lord and Savior. May the Lord bless you. Happy Easter for all of you. Heavenly Father, we want to celebrate today Thank you for such a wonderful salvation. Tetelestai, it is finished. May we rejoice and celebrate. Today is a day of feasting. And thank you because our Lord and God, you are our joy. I bless this congregation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit rest upon your heart and your families as well. Amen.